SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Tungandami on NITV Radio, and I'm in conversation with the New South Wales AUC Deputy Chairperson and Councillor to the Northern Region, Councillor Charles Lynch. And we're catching up today as the much-feared spread of COVID-19 in remote Aboriginal communities is unfolding as we speak. First of all, welcome to NITV Radio, Councillor Lynch.
Thanks, Bertram, and I appreciate being able to have some time today to discuss, this very important topic, and more importantly, the impact that it is having and could even have further on our communities.
How is your region faring?
My region at the moment, obviously it's in lockdown, but I've got Armidale in Tamworth, both in my region, and it goes down to Singleton, and again, they're in lockdown as well. At the moment, both Armidale and Tamworth are faring a little bit better than most. But at the end of the day, it's still at that important stage where we've got to ensure that our people in our communities do the right thing.
What are the main concerns in the community right now? Because we know already the communities suffer from a lot of other community comorbidities. Besides that, in normal circumstances already, these communities are not the best place when it comes to supplies and logistics and that. What are the main concerns there right now?
At the moment, the concerns and worries are far and quite extensive, The concern, obviously, for our elders, as you alluded, people who have chronic illness, our children, and our vulnerable community members being at risk or a greater risk of being infected with COVID-19, and in particular this Delta strain, which has far more impact than the previous strain. Obviously, as noted, we need the concerns around greater access to fast and safe COVID-19 testing clinics and pop-up areas. As we've seen, many pop-up areas require people to test via their cars, and transport can be an issue for our communities, and in particular our elders who predominantly don't drive or have access to a vehicle. Other concerns that have been raised around, gaining easier access in communities to the vaccines and making appointments for vaccinations. A lot of the appointments at the moment are being done online, and that has become quite onerous and difficult for a lot of our people who don't have internet connection. And I was only talking to one of my communities this morning, it's 74 kilometres from Tamworth, the regional centre. It's 38 k's from two other towns, yet they're still struggling with internet connection. And in this day and age, that just cannot be acceptable given the current needs. And if we just talk about COVID, getting information, making appointments for vaccinations, to even our kids now that are at home schooling, all that access and is pertinent in making sure they're safe and getting access to those critical needs and services that they need. The other big one at the moment is the communities are raising, there are still people moving around, and disappointingly that includes our own mob, and people really need to, they're concerned that the message isn't getting out there and people still aren't understanding what stay at home orders mean. And I think that's something we need to tackle through communication. I think, whilst there's a great deal of communications out there, it's very lengthy, and I think, we need to get straight to the point. That is, you must stay at home, work from home unless there's no other alternative arrangement. Unless you need to see a doctor for medical reasons, or you need to have a vaccination, or you're an exempt employee, you have to be at home. And they're the concerns that are coming heavily from the communities. And I'm hearing that generally every day.
Yeah, but when you speak about the logistics, you just mentioned that the distances can be really, really long. And in many cases, we already speak about the digital divide. Not all communities have the same access to internet connections. And you alluded to those difficulties accessing telehealth or even remote education. It would be a really big challenge at this time.
It's a very big challenge. So what we need to do, where we've seen some positives with the pop-up hubs that went into Walgett. We had the flying doctor service go into Wilkenya. We have great Aboriginal medical services who have been on the front line during the pandemic day in, day out, and they're making a real difference in community. But we need to get vaccination hubs immediately. If we look at Dubbo at the moment, an area of great concern, and those vaccination hubs will be very important, hitting the ground immediately. We need more resources from New South Wales Health for mobile home testing, because, again, access is difficult for some of the mob. And, again, if we can do that, people are at home and self-isolating. The distribution of face masks and hand sanitizer to all social housing areas affected, I think that needs to happen now. Resources for food parcels to affected social housing areas on a regular basis. I must admit, we've been distributing food boxes. It's amazing how the communities have rallied, not just here in Tamworth, but other communities. And New South Wales Lands Council, along with New South Wales Services and Aboriginal Affairs, have been coordinating food boxes out to communities for the past 3 to 4 weeks. And I need to note that, but we've got a long way to go in all this, so it's very important that we get that right. We need to make sure that we have consistent messaging that goes out, and remembering that, again, not all our elders are on the internet, not all people are on the internet. So we have a Australia Post that goes out every day. I know it is difficult, but maybe it is time we look at other mechanisms in getting, you know, a one-page fact sheet out that explains the key elements, the key facts to our people, and not just Aboriginal people, but to all people. So the other thing that is coming from communities where we need action is, you know, when we look at Dubbo, for example, there's a call there that the community would love, you know, they want the police to be present in the community entrances. They want to be checking people that's coming and going, ensuring people are not moving around in the community and they're not putting other people at risk. And that probably goes for all communities. I don't want to see our people incarcerated. I don't want to see people with huge fines, but it is disappointing. There is people moving around. And that vulnerable group of 20 to 30-year-olds, you know, they're the key in this. We need to ensure that they do the right thing. We need to ensure that they are at home. And we also need to ensure that they start considering and start thinking about vaccinations, because that's what's going to help our communities. That's what's going to save our people and stop this pandemic.
Before even the pandemic struck, I remember last year in some of the communities, drinking water had to be shipped in. How is the situation now?
The situation with water is quite good, to my knowledge. And again, you know, what amazed me at the time, without getting off track, is it took the death of a million fish to bring on the highlight of highlight what is a basic human right, and that was access to water. I think it's pertinent going forward that we continue to ensure that water supplies are insured and stable, and those mechanisms continue to be put in place, and the infrastructure. And that's all very important throughout these times as well, that we still have clean drinking water, access to water, and again, that minimises people moving around and going out as well.
And what would be your message to the community, and also maybe an appeal to other authorities, because we are all in this all together?
Look, I look at this whole thing, Bertrand. This is a great opportunity. Our people are resilient. We've been resilient since the start of time, and we've come through this. It's very important that people stay at home unless you need to get food, testing, or you need to get a vaccination or other medical issues to see a doctor. It's very important that people are locking in to get their vaccination. And when people do go out of the household to buy groceries, or in particular to buy groceries, it's important only one person goes. And don't go next door up the road to play footy with your mates at the moment. For the safety of all your family members and community, it's important that we adhere to these stay-at-home rules. Always wear a mask at all times outside your home, and continue to wash your hands and sanitise regularly. And I know that people are probably sick of hearing this, but these are the little steps, the important steps that will go a long way in safeguarding our communities. But the overall messaging is we all want to keep our mob safe from this terrible strain. We've done a good job protecting our communities to date, but there's still a long way to go. And it's evident that when it starts to move, it can move so rapidly. The COVID, obviously the Delta strain variant, is spreading faster than previous. And this one in particular, if you're not vaccinated, this will kill you. This can kill you. This is, this is a dreadful, dreadful virus. So I cannot emphasise that enough. And the other one is, I've got to say it again, Bertrand, it's important that our youth, that bracket of 20 to 30, they really need to show the respect to our elders, the respect to the communities, to their parents. It is time to adhere to the lockdown orders. And I can only say, please take medical advice on vaccinations, because that is what's going to be needed to get us through this. People will need to get vaccinated. At the moment, when you look at it, with the statistics as of today, all the cases that we have with our Aboriginal mob, 70% of them relate to people under 40 years of age. And that's concerning. And we're talking about kids getting it, which we didn't have in the first strain. As we know, our kids went to school and so on, but this is non-discriminative. Please speak to your doctor, the chemist, or your medical service. Reach out to the Aboriginal health workers that are out there and other health workers around what is your best options. And I know myself, I've been vaccinated, fully vaccinated. The Council of New South Wales Lands Council are either vaccinated or in the process of being vaccinated. My mother is vaccinated, an 80-year-old woman, my uncle's. My daughter's 26. She had AstraZeneca. They're all vaccinated. And yes, they had a couple of headaches. I must admit, I had a sore arm. But at the end of the day, that didn't kill me. And I'm here today. And I think, you know, that's the messaging, is not to hide if there is a slight reaction or you get flu-like symptoms. That's just part of the journey. But in a lot of the cases, there's been no reactions. So, it's important that people who get vaccinated, please talk to others, obviously the best way they can and in the safest way they can. But it is very important that we all get out there. And I challenge other leaders. I challenge the leaders in our communities to come forward and promote and encourage people to be vaccinated, to talk about it, at least weigh up their options, because that's what's going to be needed to get on top of this. The other one that I just wanted to raise is obviously coming up that all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who are 12 years and older are eligible for COVID-19 vaccinations, and you can leave your home again to get vaccinated, even if you're in a lockdown area. And it's very important, you know, attending your vaccine appointment when you do get one is permitted for any areas under stay-at-home orders unless you are a close contact or you have any COVID-19 symptoms. For me, the overall messaging is, please, you can sit there and think you're not going to get it, but if you get it and you take it home to your mob, to the communities, the impact of that will be disastrous. We talk about generational trauma amongst our people. I would hate to be someone that takes this home and has that, that at the end of their thoughts, knowing that they brought this into a community. So again, all I can say to the mob, it's time to, as we've always done, we line up, we take care of our elders, we take care of the people we love, and it's time to adhere to the lockdown. It's time to consider the vaccinations, get vaccinated, and that's the best way we can keep our community safe. And if we do that, we're keeping all communities safe.
Councillor Charles Lynch, Deputy Chairperson of New South Wales ALK, thank you very much for taking the time to update us on what's happening in the community.
Thanks, Bertrand, and I appreciate the time.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.